Wash up, thanks to Goddings, Geelong's Kubota Excavator Specialists on K-Rock 955. Tom King in the host chair from the MCG yesterday, a cracking clash at Mortimer Oval in Drysdale. Torquay 9-11-65, overrunning Drysdale 8-10-58. The Tigers found themselves in arrears at three-quarter time by the best part of four goals, but were able to kick five in the last quarter to get the job done and pick up their third win of the season. Lucky enough to be joined by coach Dom Gleeson. Dom, thanks for your time. I suspect, like many games across the region yesterday, the wind had a little bit of an impact down at Drysdale.
G'day, King. It did have an impact. I mean, it was equal for both teams. We were fortunate enough, we were able to score against it, which was good. It was challenging at times, but down at Drysdale, it's fairly protected down there, so I think we saw the best of it, to be honest.
Yeah, three-quarter time, you do find yourself around 25 points in arrears. What's the message to the boys about trying to get back into the contest?
Yeah, it was pretty simple. Obviously we had the momentum. We kicked one of the later goals in the quarter and had the momentum. And probably we needed to get the monkey off the back and chase the team down because twice we've lost leads in the last quarter due to win-assisted and poor management by Torquay Footy Club. So we needed to get back, and the message is really simple, and that was, move the footy and be brave with the footy and defend as soon as it was into our forward line, and I thought the boys, particularly played really well once we got the lead. It was a really proud moment as a coach, and as a coaching group, we challenged them and they accepted that challenge and passed flying colours.
Three goals to a veteran in number two. Nice to kick a few yourself.
It was nice to get on a few. I've been playing a little bit more forward at times but it's been really enjoyable. We've had a couple of bad losses, but we've also, the games we've won, we've learned a lot, and to get on a couple of goals is always nice. I think anyone could have kicked them yesterday.
James Saker listed as your best player. He's come into the competition, probably not a high-profile name in terms of stories being written about him, but his football pedigree is outstanding, having obviously played with you at Werribee and also Coach Lavington in the Ovens and Murray League. He's been named as your best yesterday. Jared Garth's only kicked two. Was that your match-up yesterday?
Yeah, it certainly was. I think Garthy, obviously coming off 3 weeks with an ankle, who knows what he could have done. I am quite friendly with Garthy, and I was saying how fit he looked even after 3 weeks off, and he just looked powerful. But to Sakesy's credit, and as you said, not much profile around Sakesy, and that's the way he'd love it, and he'd like to remain that way. But he does a really good job he did a really good job on Erskine the week previous, and again on Jared Garth. So, we couldn't be prouder to have him. And, the beauty of this guy, James Saker, is he is a friend, and he had to move for work, and he's probably driving past 80 other football clubs that pay him a hell of a lot more than what Torquay Footy Club would, and he's taken a huge sacrifice to play with some mates, and, we're really, really appreciative of that.
Looking back, this might have been an 8-point game. That will be in the full wash-up of the season when we're settling finals positions at the end of round 18. But I suspect just about every game is an 8-point game in the Bellarine now.
It is. It's levelled out, and it's really exciting. I think I've spoken to you at length before. There's no rest now, and which makes even the salary cap and point system even harder to manage. You're pinning your prime movers for 15 games, that's non-existent now. You've got to pin them in for 18 games and win every game. Get as many as you can early. And I think we're fairly... I suppose we've learned a lot from our losses, and we're really happy to be 3-2 this Sunday, for sure. It feels good waking up 3-2, that's for sure.
And Newcombe next week. Once upon a time, you've brought some hurt on Newcombe during your term as coach of Torquay, but that's not going to happen next Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, well, that's right. And it just goes to say, in the last point, it's really levelled out. They're under some great tuition coach-wise, and they've recruited really well. And I'm excited to see what we can bring. I've watched them a little bit this morning, and they are playing exciting brand of footy, and looks like they're very offensive side with a perfect mix of defence, and we're going to have to be on our A game, and that's not tongue in cheek. That is absolutely serious, and that's what I've already put to the group already going into next week.
It's going to be a cracking clash. Looking forward to that one. Dom, always good to talk footy with you. Well done on the win yesterday. It might prove to be a very, very vital 4 points in the wash-up of the season. We really appreciate your time, as always. Good luck next week.
Thanks, Kenny. Thanks for K-Rock support. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Dom. Dom Gleeson joining us here, the coach of the Torquay Footy Club, a 7-point win over Drysdale. Next, we're going to talk GDFL with a good mate of Dom Gleeson's, Aidan George from North Geelong, the first win over Bell Post Hill in 6 years for the Magpies. That's coming up on the wash-up. Thanks to Goddings, Geelong's Kubota excavator specialist on K-Rock 955.